RDBMS still rules the market. If your work involves interaction with databases, it is important to have sound knowledge of SQL. Knowledge of SQL will help you mine data easily. With the help of easy-to-write queries, you will be able to identify, retrieve, and even edit the data if required. Good knowledge of SQL can help you get a great job. Whether an application is created using Java, Python, PHP, or C++, SQL will always be required for interaction with the database. Managing data is not easy, especially if the data size is huge. Many times, there is need to combine previously existing data with additional data coming from various sources. For a small setup, it can still be a manageable task. But imagine working in a bank that is storing data for millions of people. How difficult would it be to add more data to the existing database? SQL allows you to merge data easily, in little time. How this book will help. SQL has several elements, and it is important to understand this subject in a very systematic manner. The intention here is to provide you with a strong foundation first, and then take you to advanced levels in a step-by-step manner. You will begin with installation of the software on your computer. You will understand the concept of database first. Afterward, you will install the software following the guidelines provided in this audiobook and the companion PDF, before getting started with the programming aspect. When you begin programming, you will create databases and then add, delete, manipulate, and retrieve data using SQL statements. Once you understand the basics and become confident about the topic, we will move on to more and more complex concepts. There is much software available for practicing SQL. We will use MySQL, all one word, because it is available for free and very simple to use and understand. Perfect for beginners. Chapter 1. Understanding databases. Introduction. Anything that stores data records is called a database. It can be a file, CD, hard disk, or any number of storage solutions. From a programming point of view, a database is a methodically structured repository of indexed data information that can be easily accessed by the user for creating, retrieving, updating, and deleting information. Data can be stored in many forms. Most applications require a database for storing information. A database can be one of two types. 1. Flat database, and 2. Relational database. As the name suggests, a flat database has a two-dimensional structure that has data fields and records stored in one large table. It is not capable of storing complex information, which creates a need for relational databases. A relational database stores data in several tables that are related to each other. Let's take the example of a school. A school will have to maintain data for several students. To find information for a student, we will first ask the class name. After the class name, we will ask for the first name. However, if there are two children with the same first name, then we will ask for the surname. If there are two children with identical names, we can still discriminate the information related to them based on their student ID, parent name, date of birth, siblings in same school, etc. This is all related information. When all the information is stored on paper, it takes a lot of time to retrieve it. Relational database allows easy access to all of this information. Let's suppose Alex is not feeling well in school, and the teacher calls his parents to come and pick him up. In the traditional way of maintaining information on paper, if the teacher loses the file with Alex's mom's number, she would not be able to contact her. However, if this information is stored in a database, she just needs to go to the administrator. The administrator will search for Alex's